Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I am conducting an option survey, and I would like to ask a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential, okay? Hello, can you hear me? Hello? Oh, yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, awesome. I'm calling from National Opinion Service, and I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No? Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for that. Perfect. Excellent. And are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Okay. And I know it's still a long way out of, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other office? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chance 50-50, or will you probably no vote?
I didn't understand what you said.
Oh, let me ask you once again. I know that is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. Ah, okay, awesome. Thank you so much. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Afro-American.
Oh, it's okay, perfect. It's Latino, right?
Afro-American.
Okay, Afro-American. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that information. And perfect. What is your race? A white, African-American, you say, right? Hispanic or Latin, yeah. Asian?
Afro-American.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for that information, ma'am. And what is your age?
81.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say that when the president, Congress, must focus on for each. I want you to rate a 1 on a scale of 0 to 10. How important of an issue is for you to have them focus on, okay? Use a 10 if this is the most important, and 5 is the some important, and 0 is this is not important, okay?
It's important.
Now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say what the president and the Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue is for you, okay?
10.
Okay, perfect. So, making college more affordable?
Make it more down.
Okay, let me explain you once again, okay, ma'am? So I'm going to read a list of different issues and concern some people say what the president and the Congress most focus on, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue is it for you, okay?
10.
Okay, perfect. So in this case, in scale from 0 to 10, you need to rate how important it is for you, okay?
10.
Perfect. Well, making college more affordable?
Make it what?
Making college more affordable.
College? What do you mean?
College. All college.
College.
That's right. So do you think that it's important that the president and the Congress make college more affordable?
10.
Okay. I understood. Perfect. Improve K through 12 education? 10. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
10,
okay. Reducing substance abuse in our communities?
Say that again, I hear you.
Okay. Reducing substance abuse in our community.
Reducing what?
Reduces the substance abuse, like drugs.
Yeah, no way. We don't need that problem.
Okay.
No.
Awesome. Do you believe that health outcome in general is the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as a white community? Let me read this once again. Do you believe that the health outcome in general in the African American community are better, worse, or about the same as in the white community?
About the same.
Okay. And now, thinking about race relation in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
About the same.
Same.
Yeah.
Okay. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African American community? You can select up to two. Alcohol, marijuana, and other cannabis products, heroin, cocaine, meth and crack, vaping, cigarettes, opium and fentanyl, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, other?
All of them.
Okay, yes. All of them.
Because I have COPD. I used to smoke cigarettes, but I smoke cigarettes and they got me.
Oh, okay, understood.
So I'm on oxygen.
Oh, okay. And I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support.
Cigarettes is bad for you. Because I have COPD. I'm on oxygen.
I can barely hear you, man.
I said I smoke cigarettes. That's all I did. I didn't use no drugs or alcohol. I just smoke cigarettes.
Oh, okay.
And I'm on COPD. And I'm on oxygen.
Okay. But I want to ask you this. I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through sustained support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health in coming in the African-American community?
Cigarettes is bad all over.
Okay, let me read once again, okay? I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with the smoking cigarette through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health in community the African American community? Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
I agree.
Okay. Perfect, understood. Now, I want to ask you to rate your familiarity with, I, okay, I like to ask you to rate your family with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, not familiar with this product. E-cigarette or vapes?
No cigarettes, no vapes, no.
Not familiar?
No.
Okay. Oral nicotine pouches?
No way.
Okay. Heat not burn tobacco product?
I don't understand you. I keep telling you, I disagree with smoking, period.
Okay. Okay, okay. I like
it. I keep smoke.
Okay.
I don't want it to me.
Oh, okay. I like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down constantly from decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of prevent death, accounting for nearly half a million American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 dead, and quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many having instead successfully switching from cigarette, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful for smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternative. In this case, what would you say in the primarization for this chance?
Yes, you're right.
Cost of smoking has gone up. More education and any tobacco advertising. More government. Perfect. Now I'm going to read you 2 statements some people have made about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which you agree more. Okay. Statement A, the federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternative to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and the people should quit, but that may not be immediately possible for the nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risks to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing or able to quit entirely. Statement B, the federal government cannot and should not permit anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rate has declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we will be dealing with for the decades to come. Which of these statements do you agree more?
No problem. That's all I can think.
Statement A or statement B?
Cigarettes.
Okay, would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarette? Much more harmful?
I don't know nothing about vaping.
You don't know nothing?
Vaping, cigarettes, all I know. I heard about vaping.
Okay.
I'm tired of talking to someone who's on the phone.
Excuse me?
I'm tired of talking. I'm almost out of breath. I'm always out of breath.
Excuse me, ma'am?
I'm almost out of breath. I can't breathe.
You can't breathe?
I can't breathe.
Oh, sorry, ma'am, but I do not understand you.
I can't breathe.
Oh, you can't read?
Right.
Okay.
I I tried to answer what I could, okay?
Okay, you understood. Well, actually, we almost finished.
Yeah, but I can't leave. I gotta go take my treatments, okay?
Okay, understood.
Thank you. Uh-oh.